More than 2,000 years ago, three magi lived in a far-off eastern land. The word magi is the same word from which we get the word magic. These three men practiced the magical art called astrology. They studied the stars and cast horoscopes to know the future. Because they were good at this, they became wealthy. But their neighbors feared their strange powers. One night, the Magi noticed a bright new star in the western sky. It was different from all the other stars. It moved in the heavens and seemed to beckon them to follow. The star was beautiful and mysterious, and in their hearts, they knew it was for them. So they set out. And the star led them west on a very long journey to a little land called Judea. As they journey, let us sing verses 1 and 2 of hymn 150, As with Gladness, Men of Old. You may remain seated during the singing.
Judea was ruled by a king named Herod. At first, Herod was pleased to welcome the Magi. They seemed to have strange powers, which Herod thought he might be able to use for his own purposes. "Why have you come to my kingdom?" Herod asked. "We are seeking the newborn king of this land," they told him. Herod was startled, but hid his fear. "We have seen a star in the east, so we have come to pay him homage. We have brought him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." "These are strange gifts," said Herod. "Gold I understand. Gold is for kings. But incense is for God, and myrrh is to anoint the dead. Where is this new king to be born?" The Magi did not know. So Herod asked his learned priest, who told him, "The Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem, the city of David." "Go to Bethlehem then," said Herod, "and when you have found this Messiah, send me word so that I too may go and honor him." The Magi thanked Herod and promised to do as he had requested. As the Magi go to Bethlehem, let us sing verses 1 through 4 of hymn 154, 151, We Three Kings.
Thank you.
When the Magi arrived to Bethlehem, the star finally came to rest. It hovered over a stable and remained there. Their hearts beat wildly, for they were about to meet a king whom even the stars of heaven would serve. They entered the stable and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. Mary greeted them with a smile. She seemed to be expecting them. The Magi stared at the child, whose eyes were brighter than the brightest star. Humbly they knelt and offered Jesus their gifts: gold for a king, incense for a god, and myrrh for his burial. Having paid him homage, the wise men thanked Mary and Joseph and departed. Let us now sing verses 1 and 2 of hymn 121, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
In a dream, God told the Magi to go home by a different road and not to return to Herod. As they traveled, they talked about the awesome child they had seen. They could not forget his eyes, which were like bright stars when he smiled at them. "Something strange has happened to me," one of them said. "I no longer want to try to control the future. I don't care about horoscopes anymore. I know God loves me and will care for me every day, no matter what." That is what I saw in the bright eyes of the little boy. The other two Magi agreed at once, and they decided that when they returned to their homes, they would quietly put aside their former way of life.
Decades passed. The three Magi were now old and full of years. They no longer cast horoscopes to try to control the future. Instead, they served God by serving their neighbors. They founded schools and hospitals and were now loved as much as once they had been feared. They still loved to look up at the night sky, however. The beautiful stars reminded them of Jesus. One night, as they were gazing heavenward, they heard a man approaching on foot. He was coming from the west. His name was Thomas, and he was one of Jesus' disciples. Thomas told them he had traveled far and had come to eastern lands to proclaim Christ, who is King of kings and Lord of lords. The three wise men looked at each other and smiled. "You are most welcome, Thomas," they said. "We've been expecting this. Tell us all about the little child we met so long ago." Let us now sing verses 1 and 2 of hymn 145, What Child Is This?
Thank you.
In this season of Epiphany, we too will look on Christ by listening to stories about Jesus and the wonderful things he did. Will we be changed by this experience as the Magi were? If we are wise, we will let Christ change us too, and then our lights will shine for God's glory. Let us sing This Little Light of Mine, and let's stand for it and remember how many of us were taught this song when we were in Sunday school. Ponder for a moment this story. How does this story apply to our lives? Well, let us think about what did the Magi do? What was transforming about them? What was it that they did in this story? First, they risked their lives by going to Bethlehem and not returning to Herod. They risked their lives for God. They went out of their comfort zones to worship Jesus. They were very generous, and they established resources that launched Jesus' ministry. They were very faithful to God, and they bravely accomplished their mission. And they represented Gentiles and people from far off places, not just the Jewish people. They represented welcoming people from all over the world. They gave Mary and Joseph a chance to role model that. Diversity, immigrants, wealthy, and those in poverty were all welcome to come to the manger. So, things to ponder for this new year. I invite you to now just breathe in the Holy Spirit and close your eyes for a moment. And feel the calm and the peace that the Holy Spirit can bring into your lives. Close your eyes and just feel your breathing, feel your breath. And keep them closed for a few minutes. Consider how this story of how the Magi became truly wise, what was it that inspired them? And where does the Holy Spirit also inspire you in your life? Ponder this new year of 2018. How is the Holy Spirit inspiring you to seek new ways of being? Maybe a closer awareness of God's presence. How will you facilitate that personal awareness of the Holy Spirit's presence in and around you? And how will you help others be aware of God's loving presence in their lives? Consider this. You are so adored and beloved by God. It is you in that manger. And God sent the Magi in the forms of others in your life to adore and be generous to you, to help you in your life journey. God sends gifts of adoration and signs of love to you all the time. Maybe not in the form of kings bringing physical gifts, but in other ways. Through people, through opportunities, through changes in your life that might feel uncomfortable at first. Now you can open your eyes. But I ask that you ponder this for the rest of this year. Where can you see and feel God's personal, deep, deep love in your life today? And how will you receive God's love this year and allow it to grow? It will take intentionality. It will take for you to go out of your normal journey, for you to go probably a different way to take that kind of time. In 2018, my hope is that you will accept God's grace and mercy and deep, unconditional love that God has for you. I hope that you will feel a new energy from that true awareness that you can have if you focus on it, and then spread that energy out to others. So plan now how you will take time to renew and strengthen your relationship with Jesus by being mindful of God's Holy Spirit working in and through you for the benefit of the world. That is God's purpose for your life today.